The season may not be going exactly how we want to, but it's time to talk about NIL and the future, and I got some special guests to do that with.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy Friday. We are ready to get after it. We're only one day away from another SEC matchup against Kentucky. We understand that the season may not have started off exactly like we want it, but we want to talk about NIL, how Auburn is sitting in that area, and then also talk about the future. We got some young studs that this guy knows a lot about that are playing really well, getting a lot of playing time. We're going to talk to one of those in just a second, but I want to welcome Brett Whiteside from On to Victory. Brett, I'm geared up today. I got
On to Victory hat. OTV hat. I like it. You're looking good.
Yeah, man.
Before we jump into this, man, what an introduction.
Thank you. Legend.
Legend is in your title. I mean, that's pretty good. That's what everyone aspires to be, right?
That's the PA announcer for the Chicago Bulls, by the way. Pretty cool. Good.
Thanks for having me.
Cameo is a great thing. Cameo is awesome. They'll do anything on Cameo. But no, Brett, thanks for joining us. Your title would be CEO, president. What is your title?
Executive director of On to Victory.
Executive director of
be a part of this organization, doing a lot of great things for Auburn, and just appreciate those who are participating and supporting through On to Victory.
For sure. So, Brett, give us a state of the union as far as On to Victory goes, as far as NIL goes. You see a lot of charts. You see a lot of things. I feel like Auburn, you guys have been strong as far as fulfillment, compliance, all that stuff. And then obviously the fundraising aspect of it too. Just tell us, with results in the season, people worried about NIL, talk about where On to Victory stands. I mean, not only just football, basketball, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thanks for having me. Anytime we can talk about the status and continue to educate people on NIL is very important, especially as you're starting to hear things about how this industry is evolving. But NIL is a little over 3 years old. On to Victory is a little over 2 years old. And in our time since inception, we've had the opportunity to write contracts to over 430 Auburn student athletes from 20 different sports. And so truly want to be a collective that can support all of our programs. And name, image, and likeness is impacting every one of the programs at Auburn University. And it was the vision of our board when this company started, again, a little over 2 years ago, to be that mechanism to allow Auburn fans to pool its resources in one central location, that we can then be great stewards and allocate those resources in a way that can make the most positive impact on each of our individual programs. And you kind of alluded to that already. On to Victory is making a positive impact for our programs, for all of our programs. Our coaching staff's doing a phenomenal job, specifically in football recruiting right now. They're just relentless recruiters and building great relationships with these guys. But name, image, and likeness is absolutely a part of the equation. I think that all of the Auburn family would appreciate the way in which our coaching staff recruits, knowing that they're searching for young men who want to become Auburn men, a place that they want to stay and be developed holistically, and not simply just looking to make a decision based off of name, image, and likeness. They understand you make your first decision based off of money. You could make all of your decisions that way. So I love the groups, the classes that have been brought in. I think you've got one of our freshmen coming in here really soon. Just that class is just the core piece of this class or of this team as it progresses over the next few years. But, back to State of the Union, we have about 3,400 people involved with us right now. We're trying to continue to grow that. We're trying to continue to encourage people to get involved with us. It is still something that is making an impact across the country. Revenue sharing is coming down the pipeline. We're not there yet. And this is still very much an important piece of how college athletics programs are going to be successful.
I love it, man. We talked about it. One of the more impressive things, like when you really think about it, you're basically having to run a 90% profitable company. Cause like you guys are giving 9 out of every $10 are going directly back to the athletes. And it's not just there's so much you hear about people that you have all these different aspects of NIL, but at the end of the day, it's made to go to the players. It's not made to make people a ton of money. I think that's an important aspect that's not talked about enough.
Absolutely, no question. When On to Victory was founded, it was founded by seven Auburn men who are simply doing this for their love of Auburn. They cannot profit from this whatsoever. And they set this up with three pillars, one of which being that we will be only operating off of 10%. That at least 90% of every donation we receive will be directed to the student athletes. That we're going to operate with transparency, compliance, and everything that we do. So you're absolutely right. That is the organization that we're running. 90% profits to be able to go to our athletes.
Love it, man. So we're getting to like big time NIL season. I mean, it's you got recruiting is about to really heat up, and it's going to get to you got signing day approaching. Talk about that and how you guys get ready to prepare. I think I'm not sure how much involvement you can have on visits and things like that, but I know this is an important time for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, all of our credit goes to our coaching staff who just do a great job having these young men on campus and continue to build that relationship with them over time. Beginning in February of this past year, the NCAA began to allow collectives to start having conversations with prospective student athletes, recruits, and their families. And that was great for us at On the Victory, something that we've wanted to be able to do all along. We have Jason Campbell and Brandon Council on our staff, former football players here at Auburn, who can really sit down with these young men and their families and talk about not only what their NIL deal, what their structure of their contract would look like, but just all the services we provide. Right? Again, that's probably something else that doesn't get talked about enough. We have 7 full-time staff that work here, in addition to the 7 board members who are available to guide these young men in their decision-making. We help them navigate the withholding quarterly estimations for taxes. They are independent contractors. We can't withhold taxes out of every check they receive unless they opt into that, which over 80% of our athletes do opt in. So it's important for us to be a part of the recruiting process, simply to talk about the services we provide, the contract, what that looks like. You hear in the news about these athletes who signed with a school and then the school didn't honor what they said they were going to do. Well, it's because the collective wasn't able to be a part of the process prior to February. Now we can sit down, we can provide them with how our contracts are structured, what it's going to look like, what the expectations we have for them. The athletes are still not being compensated. This is not a pay for play. They're being compensated for the services they provide. So we say, hey, we want you to do personal appearances, we want you to do social media posts, we want you to do video clips. This is how we're structuring your contracts. So they know exactly what it looks like, and they have signing day coming up in December, and then they'll receive their agreements from us. So it's very important for us to be a part of this process, and you're right, we're coming up on a crunch time here. Switching gears a little bit, basketball and a lot of our other sports, their signing day is November 13th. So we're going through the same process in the basketball recruitment side and one of other sports that are in the recruitment process. So we want to be a part of that, not to be recruiters, but to just talk about here's how we operated On the Victory. And more times than not, they're really impressed by the structure that we have at On the Victory. And I think everybody in the Auburn family will be proud of the way in which our organization represents them.
We talked about this in Sunday school, but one thing that I've always been impressed by On to Victory is people don't realize like the compliance and the fulfillment aspect of it. Like you mentioned, you see schools getting in trouble all the time with allegations of pay for play and or not being completely compliant, or the kids not are getting overpaid what they're actually giving in services, because this is an exchange. Like, you're getting a service from it. So talk about that. Like, that aspect of it has always really impressed me, because you just never hear that with Auburn. Yeah. Like, you guys have it buttoned up. You have a good system. You got a good staff that helps with fulfillment. Shout out JJ and all that good stuff. So talk about that aspect of it, and then how fans can get involved and help this thing keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think to your point on the compliance aspect, it all goes back to alignment with the university. You know, on the victory with our board members and staff and the university's board of trustees and president and athletics director and coaches, it was very, very important to us to create the alignment completely with our organization to the level allowable by law and by rules. But we feel like it is our job to support the university in the one area they cannot currently support themselves, right? So think about from a perspective of a coach or an administrator, that name, image, and likeness is arguably the number one thing right now that is impacting the sports. And the university can't do anything about it. So right. That's on the victory's role. And so, but we also recognize the NCAA says that if the collective does something wrong, the university is to be punished for it. We take that really seriously. We would never want to do anything that would put Auburn in harm's way with the NCAA or SEC. And so everything that we do, we are very compliance-minded. Jeff Whitehead's in charge of compliance for athletics. He's on my speed dial, on my favorites on my phone. We talk constantly to make sure as all these rules changes, that our contracts are appropriate. And I think athletics does a phenomenal job of providing resources to our student athletes, such as contract review and all those things. So, we take that really seriously. And again, something the Auburn family would be proud of. And as they decide, is name, image, and likeness an area that I want to be a part of with my annual giving? You know, Auburn people have been so giving to the university, to athletics, to the foundation. And we want to present On to Victory as just another opportunity. If you're so inclined to give to something that you're passionate about, and if that is Auburn athletics, name, image, and likeness is an area that is still 98% funded by the donors who are making these contributions. I would like to encourage everyone, if you are not a member of On to Victory, please jump in and do so. We're making a strong push by the end of this year. We have a donor who's agreed to a $1 million match. Wow. And, you know, we've also incentivized people, if you're willing to do an annual membership, not paying it monthly, but paying it all up front, because that's what our window is right now. We got about a 12-month window before things are drastically going to change. So why not make that annual membership, jump in? It's going to be matched three times. Wow. On this $1 million match. So you can really make a big difference right here as we're leading into signing day for all of our sports and leading into the next calendar year. Please consider joining On to Victory. You can do it for as little as $17 a month. Tons of perks and benefits that come with it. We're the Plus subscription, which is a new premium service that athletics is doing a great job of putting that content out there. But go to onto victory.com. You can join right there. Again, for as little as $17 a month, or do the annual membership there, and that would really help us finish this thing strong this year.
And you guys put on some really good events too, and luncheons and stuff, Zoom calls that you can jump on, talk with players, and got access to this one of the scrimmages in this fall camp. Yeah. Like it's a lot of value for not a lot of money, and you obviously help out this Auburn student athletes. You help out Auburn athletics. Continue to be competitive and continue to grow and compete. So, guy, I don't know what you're doing if you're not, you know, you can't. How do you call yourself a fan if you're not helping out?
So check out
On to Victory. Brett's obviously doing a great job in helping keep this thing rolling. And we're gonna have one of the athletes, On to Victory athletes, here in just a second. Brett, appreciate you jumping on, man. And again, thanks for all you do.
Absolutely, War Eagle.
War Eagle, man. All right, we're going to kick it to a guy I'm pretty excited to talk about right now, and that is DeMarcus Riddick, freshman star, one of the pillars of that 2024 class. DeMarcus, I don't know if you know this. We got a connection. Okay. I'm a Chilton County guy. I was born and raised in a small town outside of Clanton where you grew up. So there's a little bit of a connection there. I noticed something in your commitment graphic because of that, that I don't think a lot of people would notice. But I saw them peaches. I saw the peaches on the graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So people don't, I know people associate peaches with Georgia, but obviously you got Chilton County peaches. I know all about the peach park and all that good stuff. Real quick, off topic, what's the best way to consume a peach? In a pie, in ice cream, just straight up? What's the best way?
I think just eating it straight up. Because I don't like peach cobbler or nothing like that. So it's just straight up.
I love it. I love it. So we talked a little bit about this too. Gonna go back in time a little bit. You're a junior in high school. Hugh Freeze gets hired the end of November, December, and that's right around the time when you have the county basketball tournament.
Yep.
Because I got family in that area, people started sending me pictures of Hugh at mm-hmm. your basketball game, and I'm like, man, this guy is visiting DeMarcus Riddick, who's a junior, and he's coming in trying to finish off this senior class, and one of the first trips he makes is to see you play basketball. He's barely off the plane good yet. Just talk about that and like how big of an of a role Hugh's played as far as like your recruitment goes and how much that meant to you throughout that whole process.
He played a big role in my recruiting or whatever. I mean, it was like me and Hugh had a great relationship. It's like he was recruiting me, and we talked probably every other day. I mean, it was like me and Hugh, we got a big relationship with each other. And when he came to my game, it was just like my mouth dropped. Like, I didn't know he was coming. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
And one day he just popped up, and like everybody was just like, all my teachers and friends was like, oh my God, there's Hugh. I'm like, huh? I look over and he's just sitting right there. So, but it's like me and Hugh got a great connection. I mean, I love Hugh.
That's awesome. So other than Hugh, who's that dude on staff that's like your guy, or is everybody's guy? I mean, I know defense has got guys, offense has got guys, but like, who's your guy on staff that's just like the dude you go to no matter what?
I say Coach Durkin.
Yeah.
Coach Durkin, that's my guy. Because, I mean, he's my position coach. I mean, we got a good relationship with each other. So, I feel like Coach Durkin's my guy.
I hear a lot of good things. He seemed to make a really big impact early on with a lot of you guys. Obviously, a lot of people are excited about him. The style that he seems to be bringing is yielding results. I mean, you guys are playing really good football. You just got to get a little help elsewhere. But those are all great things. Y'all's recruiting class, mm-hmm. that 2024 class, those defensive guys, man, y'all are getting tons and tons of reps, tons of snaps. I think I saw where Auburn leads the country mm-hmm. in true freshman snaps on defense. Like, talk about that and like the ability to come in and play early and make an impact, and how big that's been to sort of kind of kickstart this foundation of rebuilding this program.
Oh, I would say I love the way Coach Durkin's coaching me. Like, I love the way he is playing me. Because at the beginning, I think, I'm not going to come be a freshman. I got, you know, older guys in front of me. So I'm going to be, you know, just, you know, playing special teams. And that's what, that's what I was hoping for. But then it's that one game, Coach, that 1 week of practice, Coach Dirk's like, hey, DeMarcus, you got to get ready because there's some situations I'm going to put you in the game and we're going to need you. And so that kind of just like, when I heard that, I was like, I love the way he coached me. Like, I love the way he, like, brings me in on third downs and big situations, stuff like that. So,
yeah. So you actually, that's a good segue, because this was something I was going to talk to you about. So you came in kind of recruited as a linebacker, and I guess technically your position may still be considered a linebacker role, but really you found the field a lot more in that outside, like pass rushing situation, third down situation. Talk about that change. Like, is that something that was always in the plan, or is that something that sort of, we got to get this guy on the field? He's too fast. He's too skilled not to get on the field. Talk about that whole deal and how that came about, because your snap count exploded after the Oklahoma game. After the Oklahoma game is when your snap count really exploded.
Oh, like it's not a change to me because like that's how I was in high school a little bit. I was playing everywhere in high school, but
yeah,
I'm kind of used to it. But like I said, it's like that. Those third down situations, I come in, I just, you know what I'm saying, gotta go rush the quarterback. I basically spy on the quarterback, make sure he's there. But and it's like the change is really nothing. Like I'm still playing like linebacker still, so I'm still, you know, sitting there.
I hear you. So as time goes on, do you feel like you're gonna be sort of still in that third down, not third down, but like sort of that outside pass rushing spy role, or do you see eventually moving towards being more of a true middle linebacker? Like how has this position, I don't want to say change, but has it sort of changed sort of the trajectory of where you're going to play in the future? Or is this sort of just like a temporary thing to just maximize your speed and your skills off the edge?
To be honest with you, I do not know at the moment. but I think I probably will still be for those situations as the years goes on. But I mean, anything could change. I might stay at middle linebacker and just so.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, who at this point, who cares? You're getting in. You're making plays. You were your first game where you got against Oklahoma. You were the leading tackler on the team, which is crazy. Got a sack against a kid that's not that easy to sack.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff. Who's the guy? You know, we talked about all the dudes playing. You got a lot of young guys playing. Is there been anybody that's like kind of surprised you? That's like, man, I wasn't expecting him to sort of explode so quickly. Or is there a guy that you're just waiting for, man, if this guy gets on the field, once he starts getting more reps, he's going to be big time. Is there anyone in those particular categories that you can think of, one that surprised you or one that, man, it's only a matter of time for this dude explodes?
I'll say Kinsley.
Yes.
Foster, he kind of surprised me when he started playing because we played with each other in the All-American Bowl and – because I didn't, you know what I'm saying, we were still playing against high school kids, but then when I see him go against, like, guys just, like, taller than him, stronger than him, it just kind of shocked me. I was like, dang, that kid is going to be really good. So, I mean, that's one person.
Who's somebody that, man, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, and he's going to explode. We've been seeing Amaris get more snaps. I feel like he's one that's kind of – you know, he's obviously got Keldrick in front of him, but he's one I feel like as time goes on, he's going to be a really big factor of this defense moving forward.
Yeah, I was going to say Morris. I think once he gets the gist of it and just get more playing time, he's going to explode. He's going to come out of nowhere and nobody's going to know it.
How is it watching Jalen McLeod's obviously having a big season and you kind of play sort of a similar role as him? How big is it to have a guy like that who's having a good season, playing a similar position, and he's a senior. He's one, you know, I guess in theory, one of the leaders. How much has that helped you sort of, expedite your development?
It helped me a lot. I mean, me and him, we talk every day. I mean, he teaches me a lot on the field and off the field. And I mean, Jalen, I love him. Like, that's my dog. But like I said, he's helped me a lot. Since I came here, him and a couple other guys on the defense side of the ball. So
I love it. So it just kind of is what it is, but the season has not sort of played out the way we had hoped the first six or seven games. What's your message to the fans? What's your message to Auburn? I mean, you got five games coming down the stretch. I feel like we could win every single game You know, we could play our way out of every single game, but like there's nobody on the team, nobody on the schedule that I feel like Auburn just can't compete with. Look at the numbers on defense, you look at the numbers on offense, and you can see you're right there. You just got to get over the edge. What's your message to Auburn fans? Like, what's the plan moving forward? How you guys are going to finish off this season?
I'll just tell the fans, like, just stay with us. Let's just stay with us. I mean, I know we're not having a good season right now, but at the end of the day, just stay with us because for the rest of these games, we're telling you, y'all gonna see who really Auburn is. So just stay with us, please.
I love it, man. I love it, man. I appreciate your time, DeMarcus. Obviously, I'm pulling for you. A little hometown flavor here. I'm obviously pulling for you big time. Keep your head up and stay in there, and we'll get after it soon. And hopefully we'll talk again soon as well. So, guys, appreciate you for listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. DeMarcus, how can they find you on social media?
My Instagram and my Twitter, it's all DeMarcus Riddick.
Yeah.
And then my Instagram is DeMarcus Riddick 6. So
there you go. There you go. Guys, thanks again. We'll be back every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.